Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I wanted to share some bonus episodes with you from my bootcamp that I'm doing. We're talking all about what it takes to create a successful podcast that you love, that makes an impact, and that can help you build the abundant life you've always dreamed of. It's completely free to join the bootcamp. So if you want to be there live and you want to hear what's going on every single day, you can sign up at kathyhoher.com/bootcamp. So here's a piece from yesterday's discussion. I hope you enjoy it. Hi guys. We are so excited to be with you today. What a blessing. Really, what a blessing. I look forward to this. I was sitting at my computer, had my water, I was about to get started, and I thought, God, I love doing this. This is so much fun. Truly, it's like I get to meet 8,000 new people, make 8,000 new friends, and we get to come together in such a meaningful way. And thank you for letting me into your life. Your time is the most valuable thing that you have. And so it means the world that you want to spend your time here. And I'm going to make sure that you feel held and seen and that you learn a lot and that you remember a lot. Because truly, whatever we learn when we know that it's true, it's because we knew that already, right? It's really about remembering to remember what we know. And so I hope that that's what your journey is like today. We're going to get started. We have so much to go over today. We're going to talk about podcasting. And when I say it, I almost want like a drum roll because podcasting is such a giant opportunity that didn't exist when my mom was or at my age. Like, you know, this is such a giant, incredible gift that we don't necessarily understand how powerful a tool this is, what a blessing this is that we have this technology to do this kind of thing called create intimacy in this world that has such an empathy deficit. I want to talk to you about what podcasting is, how it can truly change your life, the life of other people. I'm so excited to dive into that. And I want to talk to you about how you can get started. And I want to talk to you about what's possible. What is possible if you take this step, this courageous step, and have your own podcast. We are also going to do giveaways today. So make sure that you stick around if you want that. That's going to be really, really cool too, because so many of you have entered these giveaways. And what we are going to do to reward those of you who showed up
is we're going to do giveaways every day, but you will only be able to claim the prizes if you are here live. We feel like that is saying something to those of you who are committed and putting in the time to learn, right? And we all know that accountability is essential, right? And so truly, I'm giving you tough love that is love, because if you had any desire to learn anything about podcasting, then that's why you signed up. And if you sign up and you actually spend the next 4 days with me, you will be better off, right? And so anything I can do to get you to show up for that commitment to yourself, I'm going to do, including we're going to give away $1,000 today and tomorrow and the next day, every day of this workshop, to gift one of you who's here live with $1,000 grant to say, go in the world and share your gift and start your podcast. So that alone might be reason enough for you to show up, but we are excited to do that. We want to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend 4 days together live here. And there might be an after party. We'll let you know. There might be some more days that we come back, but we're going to spend 4 days together and we're going to talk about how do you start a podcast? How do you grow an incredible audience? How do you monetize a podcast? That's what we're going to cover. And I think because I've done this workshop many times, I have a good sense of knowing that you are going to feel full. Like there's going to be a feeling of, I'm so glad I did that. I don't know who that freckle-faced girl is. I don't know how she showed up in my feed, but I enjoyed it so much. And I feel like she is genuine. And I feel like she taught me some things and opened my mind and reminded me of how much I have to contribute. So that's what we're going to do. And some of you are going to say, Kathy Heller, can I have you in my pocket? Can you be with me? Can we spend the next many, many months together? And I'm going to say yes. So some of you, the end of the road is going to be this week, and you're going to take everything you learned and you're going to have what you need. Okay. That's how it was designed. And for some of you, if there's more that you want, and you feel like you want me there in your pocket, riding sidecar with you, then I do teach a 2-month podcasting deep dive coaching program where I am live with you. And that will be right for some of you. And I'll talk to you about it at the end of it in case you want to know about it. But I want to be clear that I designed this workshop so that you will have a chock full plate of tools and know-how and encouragement and confidence and steps to take so that you can take this on your own and you can have your wings. Okay. So that is what we're doing. Type a 1 in the chat if you're good to go, if you get what this is about, and then we can just dive the heck in. You guys ready? Okay. So it is time to podcast, my friends. It's time to podcast. Everywhere I go, I'm asking somebody within 3 minutes, I'm like, so do you have a podcast? And they're like, well, how does it always get to that? What do you mean? No, I don't have a podcast. And I say, why not? Why not? Why do you think you came here today? In fact, before we even talk about this, close your eyes for a second. I know how many times you've been on a Facebook Live and someone says, close your eyes, close your eyes. And I want you to ask yourself, what did you come here for? Why did you click on this? What did you come here to hear? What is the reminder you need? What's the permission you need? What's the thing that you wanted this to give you? Just ask that part of you that's connected to all that really is true. Why'd you come here this week? What do you need to know? All right, now open your eyes. If you feel like sharing, you can write that in the chat. I came here and I did that exact thing before I went live. I closed my eyes and I said, what did I come here for this week? And the answer I heard was, I came here to remind you of how needed you are. I came here to remind you that your story is medicine. I came here to remind you that you were born to be called forward to change someone else's life every day. You know, people talk about how they want to change the world. And then we start to feel really overwhelmed. What's that going to take to change the world? Then you look around the world and you go, I don't know if I'm up for it. But what if we're actually being asked to change the world for one person every day? To change someone's world. Someone's world. That you have the ability to accomplish every day. You can change the world for one person every day. And one person is a whole world. It really is, right? And what is the biggest way that we change the world? Well, by offering the most impressive thing. What's the most impressive thing in the world? Love, presence, empathy, connection. That's what we came for. Sometimes we get confused and we think we came here for a pile of things. We didn't come for a pile of things. We came for love and connection and purpose and expansion and contribution. When I started a podcast, I thought maybe 3 people will listen to this. And if 3 people listened, and if 3 people felt seen, and if 3 people felt better, then I would feel so incredible that I would go to sleep at night knowing 3 people had a different kind of day because I had the courage to show up. We are so outcome driven in our society that we forget what our soul needs, what actually makes the world go round. Love, presence. And if you think about it in your life, the thing that has actually moved the needle for you the most is one of 2 things that are the same thing. Either someone telling you their story or someone listening to your story. That is the most essential thing. And we live in a time where there is a loneliness epidemic. We have more people feeling lonely than ever. And funny enough, we have more people with friends and connections and followers than ever. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because when my grandmother was growing up, even though she was dirt poor, she sat on a stoop every day with other people. She cried with other people. She raised her children alongside other women raising their children and talking to each other. We've stopped talking to each other. We talk in hashtags. We text each other. We don't sit together. We don't make space for each other. Well, along comes podcasting. And really, when it started, people thought it would be a joke because it's long-form content. These podcasts, most of them are about an hour, give or take. People said, that'll never work. No one's got time. Wait a minute. We saw something different. We saw that the people who listen to podcasts listened and then listened again. And unlike the behavior of what people do on YouTube, what people do on TikTok, where they scroll and they multitask and they hang out and they move around, we found in the data that when people listen to podcasts, they become intimately connected with that podcast. And then they listen and they listen again. And that the majority of podcast listeners become listeners of that podcast. They keep going back to that podcast. And what happens when you listen to someone, not for 90 seconds on a reel, not scrolling around while you're multitasking, but when you listen for an hour and you come back and you listen again, what happens is you build a sense of trust. You build a sense of connection. And then we started noticing something amazing, something fascinating. We noticed that everything we've known, I've known growing up in the 80s and 90s, everything I knew about content, television, the world of media started to break down. And it used to be, when I was growing up, for sure, I could tell you what show was on network TV every night of the week, right? I knew when Growing Pains was on. I knew when The Facts of Life was on. Family Ties. You guys remember this. Some of you might be a little too young, but those of you who lived through it, we know what good TV is like. And I was there. That was must-see TV. I sat my butt down and watched myself some Silver Spoons. Type in one in the chat if you know what I'm talking about, right? It changed. Why did it change? Well, phones were invented, smartphones. People stopped watching TV. They were multitasking on their phone. Streaming started. All of a sudden, there was content everywhere. Then, next thing you knew, nobody knew what was on CBS on Wednesday night. Nobody knew what was on NBC because we were watching Hulu, watching HBO, right? And along comes podcasting. And we start to notice that right now in this time, as we sit here, the people with the biggest audience are not TV stars. They're podcasters. Holy smokes. As we sit here, the people with the biggest audience, the people making the biggest impact with an engaged audience, podcasters. Why? I'll tell you why. Because when the world becomes a noisy place and there's tons of notifications and there's tons of saturation and you're being pulled in a million directions, you are thirsty for intimacy. You are dying for depth, dying for it. And where does it exist? It exists in the simple thing called two people having a real conversation. OMG. Type a one in the chat if you get that. And that's why I say this is a big week. This workshop is not just about learning a tool of technology. This is not just like me teaching you how to use Instagram and grow your following to beat the algorithm. This is about purpose. This is about calling. This is about you sharing your story, you listening to other people's story, you creating a space for the world to have a seat at a table to listen in on a real conversation between two people who can actually listen to each other. We are living in such an exciting, groundbreaking time. You have to notice, right? It's easy to notice. My grandmother used to say, you got to look for the good, because it's easy to see the scary stuff, the bad stuff. And you can say, oh, social media, it's so dark, or, oh, you know, the world is such an awful place today. And then you can say, but for everything, right, that has this much light, it has this much shadow. So for all the shadow stuff that's going on in the world, there's an equal amount of light. And you look and you say, you know what? I'm going to bet on humanity. Because you know why? This is who people really are. This is who people really are. People want the real stuff. It doesn't matter what they try to market to us. It doesn't matter. We know what truth looks like. We know what love feels like. And we do not want fake plastic. We want real. And so all of a sudden, it's podcasting. Everyone's talking about it. You go to dinner, people say, what podcast are you listening to? That's new. And then when they answer, that is a part of their life. That podcast that they just told you they listen to that every day on the way to work. They listen to that every day they're in the gym on that treadmill, and they feel close. The people who listen to my podcast, they tell me they feel like I am their best friend. We just haven't met yet. And I'll tell you another reason why. Because if I were to make a little do-do-do, little video reel, oh my God, I could filter that. I can make myself look like a perfect version of myself. But if you spend these 4 days with me, if you spend, we've done almost 800 episodes of my podcast. If you spend 800 hours with me, do you think I can pretend? Do you think I can fake it? Do you think I can hide who I am? No way. And that's what makes it so beautiful. Let me tell you why you are so qualified to have a podcast. Let me tell you why you are overqualified to have a podcast. Because we don't want perfect people in our life. We don't. My friend Deborah is a screenwriter. And she said, I learned a powerful lesson writing movies. She said, if you make the character perfect, by the end of act one, the audience hates that character. But if you write a script and Anne Hathaway's character is a little bit flawed and she spilled the coffee and she said the wrong thing to the guy she's dating and she missed the subway, then even if she's beautiful, even if she has so much going on, we root for her because we see her humanity, because we know what that's like. Nobody asked you to be perfect. The cost of admission is not you being an expert. The cost of admission is opening your heart. The cost of admission is courage. And when you have that courage, you set the world on fire. This is what podcasting creates an opportunity for. And let me tell you something. Everybody gets writer's block. Even great writers get writer's block. But how many times have you had talker's block? How many times have you run out of things to say? The truth is, when you take away the pressure to perform, you could talk forever. You can open your heart forever. And what we don't recognize is that our stories hold tremendous value. Your story matters. We love to compare our stories to other people and say, well, that person had a way harder time. So why does it matter that my parents got divorced? Or that person went through hell. Why does it matter that I just went through a miscarriage? Or that what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Everything you've ever felt, your joy, your heartbreak, it matters. Everything you've walked through matters, because there will be another person who says, that is exactly what I needed to hear to make it through this moment. It is so significant. The worst feeling that people often say that they feel when they go through something hard is the feeling of being alone. When you share what's real for you, you make someone else feel less alone. And all of that has value. You know what else has value? Your enthusiasm has value. Your enthusiasm. When you're excited about something, whether it's my kids talking about the bracelets they're making for the Taylor Swift concert, or whether it's you talking about your love of children's literature, your enthusiasm is proven to be infectious and light up other people. And it doesn't matter if they're even as big a fan of the Brady Bunch as you are, or as excited about Montana as you are. Just witnessing your excitement about how much you love Christmas music, or how much you love the experience you had kayaking, it actually lights up in the brain when we do research that other people are moved by your enthusiasm. So your heartbreak matters and your joy matters. And we have to learn, we have to relearn that just our being, just showing up and being authentic and being expressed makes that big of a difference for other people. So it's time to do this. Okay. It's time to do this. There are so many things that can get you overwhelmed and you can say, why would I start a podcast? I don't know how to edit this. I'm never going to be good at this. There's already a bunch of people who are doing it. Listen, most people, there's something called pod fade in the world. And pod fade is a word that came about because there were so many people who would start podcasts and they wouldn't go past episode 7. Okay. They would just give up. So the truth is, the majority of people who have thought they want to do this, they don't actually do it. That's number one. Number two, a lot of times with human beings, we get confused. We choose the wrong door. Okay. And when they zig, you have to zag. What I'm teaching you is what I know, right? That's all I can teach you is what I know. What I know is when everything I just said is front and center for you, and that's what's the meat of your podcast, it connects like that. It's not about the fanciness. It's not about how perfect the intro music is or the artwork or how important and VIP your guests are. Nope. What matters is the authenticity. What matters is how much you engage your audience because of how engaged you are, how present you are. Words from the heart enter the heart immediately. That is the cost of admission. Okay. I want to tell you some things about podcasts because those of you who are in the VIP room, not only do you get the session with me after, but you get a workbook. So you're going to have some of this, but take a guess how many total YouTube videos there are. Let's just compare this for a second. How many total YouTube videos do you think that there are on YouTube? So the answer is there are 149 billion with a B YouTube videos. I feel like Dr. Evil. And there are, 149 billion with a B YouTube videos. Okay. There are 48 million podcast episodes. Now I'm not good at math. I'm really not, but 48 million is different than 149 billion. Is it true? It's true. So starting a podcast is a better way to go. What do you think? 149 billion versus 48 million. Okay. As big as it already seems like it is, podcasting, it's still the Wild West. Actually hasn't begun yet. I had two meetings at the Apple headquarters, at Apple offices. And I say Apple because it's still king. Apple still represents 75% of all podcast listeners listen through Apple. So they know a lot about podcasting. They put it on the map and they said they haven't even started. Apple does everything very slowly and methodically. They said they haven't even started, that the way you've seen billboards and marketing for the iPhones and the iPads as they bring them out and these new pieces of technology, they're going to at some point start showing billboards, right? About podcasting. And they're going to start making more pieces that support podcasting. They're still in beta. Okay. That's how new it is. And so sometimes people say, I'm too late to the party. I'm not going to get involved in NFTs. I'm not going to get involved. It's like, you're not late here. You're actually right on time. And it's time, my friends. It's time. So why have a podcast? Well, we talked about the intimacy, right? Talked about connection. I think that that's always the most important. But you know why else? It establishes your authority. What does that mean? Well, it used to be back in the day, if you wanted to be seen as an authority, you needed to be a person who like wrote a book. It's like, she wrote a book. She's an authority on that topic. Okay. Or she has a television show. She is an authority, right? It was always that you needed some person to give you permission to have a stamp of approval that you are now an authority on a topic. When you have a podcast, there you go. you're an authority on that topic. You're an authority on vegan cooking. You're an authority on happiness. You're an authority on parenting. You're an authority. You have a podcast. There you go. There's your content. And what's stopping you? Nothing and no one. You can decide to do that today. You don't need NBC to tell you that you can do that. You don't need Simon & Schuster to give you a book deal. You can do it today. It's huge. Now, the other thing that people think is that in order for you to have a book or for you to have a podcast, you need to be an authority, and you need to be an authority before you even have the content. It's interesting, right? Gretchen Rubin has a podcast on happiness. She's written many books on happiness. She's not a psychologist. She's not somebody who has a degree in positive psychology. She was actually somebody who was very unhappy and wanted to study happiness and write about it. And she became an authority on the topic because she was interested in it. Malcolm Gladwell, people think he wrote these books like Blink and Outliers. People think he's a psychologist. He's a sociologist. He's not. He's a very brilliant, cool, curious person. And he became an authority because he wanted to investigate these topics. He wanted to know about these topics. And that was it. So you are an authority on your life. You're an authority on your experience. You have something that you care about. You have something you want to investigate. That's what podcasting is. If there is something that you want to talk about, if there is something that you care about, right? That is what it's about. Okay. I want to also tell you examples of podcasts, because a lot of times we're like, I don't have a topic. And it's just like, you have like 19 topics, really, right? There's so much that we do to overcomplicate things. All right. These are an example of real podcasts, like real podcasts that my team and I, really Colleen, found. And we wanted to like share with you, these are real world podcasts. And here are some of them. There's a podcast called Makeup Mentor. Boy, do I think any of my three daughters could have that podcast. They have more product. Today I was looking for mascara in my bathroom and couldn't find it because it all winds up in their room. But I realized my kids have more makeup products than I've ever had in my life. Anytime. Makeup Mentor podcast. There's a podcast called 10% Happier. Amazing. That's an amazing podcast. There's a podcast called The Dating Den. There's a podcast called The Secret Life of Cookies. There's a podcast called Too Old for TikTok. There's a podcast called Organic Gardening Podcast. There's a podcast called Creative Dog Training. There's a podcast called Downtime, the Mountain Bike Podcast. There's a podcast called The Curtain Call Theater Podcast. Is anyone getting what I'm saying here? These are all valid. If something excites you, there are other people like you. If scrapbooking excites you, you best believe there are other people who want a scrapbook, who want to talk about the washi tape, who want to talk about the different ways you can savor these moments. It matters. It matters. So why do we make things so hard? We're so married to the idea that things have to be hard. Why? Why can't they be a pleasure, right? When I started my podcast, the name of my podcast was Don't Keep Your Day Job. And my whole premise was, you can do what you love. Do the thing that's your life's work. And then over time, about 5.5 years into the podcast, we switched the podcast to just the Kathy Heller podcast because I was growing and wanted to talk about so many other things besides the purpose of your work and entrepreneurship. And so it evolved very naturally. But I say that because I have so much evidence to support the fact that you don't have to have a job. You can do something that doesn't feel like work, that is your real job in the world, and you can make money doing it. My podcast, I just want you to know, I started my podcast January 2017. We launched the first episode, but I started recording it a few months before we posted the first episode. I started batch recording it. And my daughter was born that fall, and she's my third daughter. And I had at the time, she was 2 weeks old. Then I had a daughter that was 3 years old. And then I had a daughter that was 4.5. So I had three babies under the age of 4.5. And something whispered to me, you should start a podcast. And really that whisper was my friend, Amy Loftus, who I had been a songwriter for 10 years. I had been writing music for Grey's Anatomy and One Tree Hill and Switch to Birth and Younger. That's what I did. I used to be a songwriter. And a songwriter friend of mine said, Kathy, you think that your voice is about your music and your music is beautiful, but she's like, every time you talk, you inspire me so much. I think you should have a podcast. And I remember thinking, that's an interesting idea. Like, I don't know anything about podcasting, but maybe I should have a podcast. And I thought that the podcast was just going to be like a side project while I was a mom and writing music full time. And I wound up getting this like compulsion, like, that's it, I'm starting a podcast. And I said to my husband, I'm going to start a podcast now because there's never going to be a good time. I have three little kids and I'm always going to be busy. So I'm doing it now. And I was so tired. I was like bone tired. I had a 2-week old. And my husband's like, I will help you. I'll wake up and do feedings, start the podcast. And that was actually a huge kindness because he was a lawyer working full time at the time. And he was like, I won't get sleep. I want you to start your podcast. He just kind of believed in me. So I started this podcast in my closet. I had a closet that was not a walk-in closet. I should have taken a picture of it because it's in my old house and I want you to see. It had like those accordion doors and I was sitting on the floor underneath coats. So it was just sound and I was holding my laptop and like hurting my back. And I didn't have a microphone. My first episode was just talking into the laptop like this. And I told my husband to take all the three kids to the park. And I said it would take like an hour. And instead I was like sweating buckets. And I kept saying, I need more time. I need more time. And it was 8 hours. And at the end of the 8 hours, I started crying and I said, I can't do this. I'm so self-conscious. I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't do it. And my throat was killing me and I gave up. And a few days later, I was talking to Emma, who's been my podcast producer now for 7 years. And she's like, maybe don't give up. Maybe just do it messy. Maybe just don't do it perfect, just so you can do it. And then you'll do the mediocre version of it. And then at least you'll be doing it. And then you'll see if you like it. And that was such great advice. And so I decided I'm not going to overthink it. I'm not going to re-record episodes. I'm going to record the next one for an hour. And whatever I get out of that hour, that's all I get. And I'm not going to redo it. No matter what, I'm just going to publish it. And so that's what we did. And I started posting episodes. And I enjoyed that process. And I enjoyed giving myself the grace to be messy and mediocre. And I didn't have a social media presence. I didn't have an Instagram account. I didn't have an email list. I didn't have anything. I was a mom who was also a songwriter writing music for TV at the time. So I didn't have like a presence in the world like that. And I just started to take one step in front of the other. And I believe, I'm a big believer in synchronicity. And so I believe that if I was aligned and clear and connected, that somehow all the right stars would align. And I was genuinely excited to be doing it, right? I think a lot of times we think that the outcome is somewhere other than where we are. But the outcome has to just be, you feel like you're growing. You feel like you're enjoying something. You feel like you're becoming better or you're learning something from something. That is enough of a reason, right? And so I felt all those things. So I felt like it was already a win. And what happened was the podcast took off. It really took off and people shared it with their friends. And then their friends said, wow, this girl is so honest and cool. And she's not like, look at me. She's more like, come with me. Let's figure this out together. And they liked my enthusiasm and they could feel my passion and they could feel my honesty. And by the end of the first year, we had 1 million downloads and we started making money. We started having sponsors. We had Blue Apron was our first sponsor. And then it was Casper Mattress and Away Luggage. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I'm making 6 figures from a podcast, like just from talking. And it was so much fun because I was learning from people. I was sitting down and having conversations with people and I would become better for it. And I would enjoy it. And I like making space to listen and really ask questions. And I couldn't believe I was getting paid to do it, but it was still like, all right, I'm still doing music. And then the next year went by and we doubled our downloads. And then the next year, you know, momentum is one of those things where it just compounds on itself. Then we had 20 million downloads. Then we had 40 million downloads. Next thing I knew, I was being shown a path. God was saying, no, no, this is where I need you now. Over here, over here. And it was organic. I literally stopped recording music and I put all of this energy into the podcast. And then the podcast, it completely changed everything about my life, all the opportunities in my life. I got a book deal. I wrote a book for Macmillan. Then I got another book deal. My next book, I've already written it. It's coming out in several months with Simon and Schuster. I started getting guests from Matthew McConaughey and Deepak Chopra and Rachel Ray. And it was like, what? How is this little girl who was picked on in seventh grade now relevant? Oh, because I have a podcast. Oh, because I have an engaged audience. Oh, because they like the fact that I am like the girl next door. And that's where they want to go to promote their next book or their next movie or have a conversation about what matters to them. And I started becoming friends with these people. And I started to realize that they were really kind and really cool. And it changed my life. I started to go on vacation with these people. I started to grow as a person because we become like the people we're around. And everything changed. My husband didn't have to have that law job anymore. He was able to start writing comedy. And my kids and I were flying first class and doing important things and taking their entire school to the soup kitchen and being able to pay for 8,000 meals for the people in our city. And then doing these big projects to fund all these important things. And I was able to help my mom with her new house. And I was able to do things in the world. And I was a custodian. And I felt God asking me to be a steward of this wealth and of this platform and to use it for good. And I couldn't believe that. And next thing I knew, we moved out of that house. And we had enough money to do everything I want to do charity-wise, everything I want to do, plus buy the most beautiful house in the with the most beautiful view with a movie theater and a gorgeous pool and an amazing view. And then I heard God saying, use that house, host events there, do charity work there, use it, share it, bring people into this space, do whatever you can, find every cause you believe in. And that's what I do. It's like, that's now my new project. Is that this becomes the investor for that. And so almost every week, every single week, my kids see all these human beings come through our house and we sit down and sometimes there's 80 people here and there's valet parking and we're all raising money for a cause and we're all listening and we're all becoming better. And my kids get to hear it and they get to be a part of it and they get to know what that's like. All because I had the courage to sit in my closet and start a podcast. I mean, it's insane. It's actually insane. Like I was a C student. I barely graduated from high school. If you want to hear that story, I just told that story on Emily Fletcher's podcast, which was such a gift to be on it. And she asked me at the end, like a couple questions, which led to that story about how I barely graduated from high school. My parents had just gotten divorced. I was in the worst time of my life and I was barely breathing, let alone going to school. And my teacher, Mr. Jax, told me that in order for me to graduate and not have to repeat the senior year of high school, I had to get A's to show proficiency on every exam because I had missed so much school that was the rule. If you miss so much school and you miss so much homework and you miss all these tests, you can't pass unless you get an A on the final. And then maybe they can make a decision to let you pass. So I scrambled so hard the last 6 weeks to try to get these grades. And The morning of graduation from high school, I went to Mr. Jax and he sat me down to show me what my grades looked like. And he said, you did so well, kiddo. You tried so hard, but you didn't get A's in all of these finals. And you're going to have to repeat your senior year. And I'm literally throwing myself at the mercy of the court. I'm bawling. I said, Mr. Jax, my dad walked out years ago. My mom is suicidal. There's an ambulance at my house. I have to go to college. I cannot stay here one more day. You don't know what I've been holding. And Mr. Jax took out a red pen and he changed my grade on every final. And he said, go to graduation. Just go. And I went. And then I drove to every state school in my state, literally. The next day, because I had not applied to college and they all told me no until finally I got to Florida State University in Tallahassee. And they said, your grades are shit, but you have a good heart and we're going to put you on academic probation and you have to start summer session, which starts tomorrow. And we'll let you move into the dorm and you have to get straight A's this summer in order to qualify to be here in the fall. And I did. And then I graduated with honors. And then I moved out to Los Angeles. But it is really hard to believe that this is my life. But what's awesome, you guys, is that if you listen to my podcast and you listen to all these incredible people I've interviewed, Harry Connick Jr., Rachel Ray, Amy Purdy, Jason Mraz, they're kind. They have kindness oozing out of them. And what I learned was the people at the top, those are the kindest people. It's the people on the way up who tell you, oh, it's all made of smoke and mirrors and you're not enough and I'm not enough and he's not enough. And it's like, no, those are the nicest people I've ever met. Those are the most whole people I've ever met. And we all have that in common is a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy, a lot of courage and tenacity, right? Resilience, grit. It's really grit. I mean, everybody in the world has been given talent. That's a given. God gives everyone talent. But what not everybody has is grit. And when Angela Duckworth was on my podcast and she wrote the book on grit, she did the TED Talk on grit. She sort of set the world on fire with grit. She said, there's only one thing that correlates to grit. There's only one thing in the research that we know is what creates grit. What do you think it is? It's optimism. People who have optimism are gritty. Because in order for you to stick it out in a science lab and find a cure for cancer, you better be optimistic. In order for you to change what's happening in our environment, you better see a future. In order for you to improve your marriage, you better be optimistic. So it's optimism. And that's why I said, when I told you all the things that this podcast has brought into my life, it's the people. It's the people. It's the friendships. Because when James Clear was on my podcast, he wrote a book called Atomic Habits. And I said, James, what's the most important habit? And he said, you know, people were asking me that as I was writing the book. And I just didn't know the answer. I said, they're all important. He said, but now I do know the answer to that. The most important habit is who you regularly choose to spend time with. He said, because you become the people you surround yourself with. Fact, as a fact. And so in my life today, people I surround myself with have grit, which means what? They have optimism, which means what? They're going to make a change in this world. So how are you feeling so far? This is day one of this workshop. I hope that you're feeling like you came here for a reason. You're getting some of what you need. Let me tell you what's going to go down. So we're going to announce the giveaways. If the people who we announce are not here live, we'll pick other giveaway winners. We are going to give homework. Let me tell you this. Every day of this workshop in the Facebook group, we're going to post homework, which is going to be like three questions, which we want you to answer. Because as you take a tiny little step towards answering these questions, it will start to open up your own intuitive download about what's next. Can I really do this? How am I going to take what Kathy says and implement it? If you do the homework, you'll see it in the Facebook group. You'll see it posted. If you answer the homework in the comments of that Facebook group post, you'll be entered into another giveaway. So every single day this week, there will be more giveaways and we will be announcing those winners live because we want to incentivize you to take a step forward because inertia is a drag. What that means is an object at rest stays at rest. An object in motion stays in motion. What that means is no matter how compelling of a speaker I am, no matter how much I give you, if inside of you, you have been stuck in a place where you don't take action or you don't believe in yourself or you don't take another step towards courage, then it's hard to do. And so by giving you homework, by giving you a giveaway, these are actually all psychological tools to help you take action for yourself a little bit. Just we're trying to boost the odds that you might actually do it. Because the more you do it this week, then by the end of the fourth day, you'll say, wow, I'm really glad I went to that. And I can't believe that that workshop was free because I got so much out of it. The more you invest, the more you will get out of it, which is why for some of you, you're going to get to the end of the 4 days and you're going to say, Kathy, please tell me about how you can coach me and be live with me. Because when I coach, by the way, I don't give people pre-recorded videos and modules. I'm with you live for a few months and we do it together. Okay. Some of you will want that because you will be like, I need that in order to be the insurance policy that I'm like doing this. I'll talk to you about that at the end of the week. If you want to get the most out of this 4 days, which is chock full and it's free, do your homework. Do your homework. Start to begin to move the wheels around. There's a method in the madness. There's a reason we ask you each question on each day. Okay. So you're going to get homework today. And I want to start, you know, as you're thinking about that, let's talk about a few elements that make a winning show. How do you pick a topic? Number one, what is something you're passionate about? Are you passionate about Broadway musicals? Are you passionate about wanting people to get through their marriage when things are hard? Number two, what is a topic that you find that you have a lot to say about? Do you have a lot to say about The Real Housewives and reality TV? And do your friends laugh and crack up when you like comment? Because that's a whole thing. Joy is a reason. If something brings somebody joy, that makes a difference in someone's day. What topic is your topic? Do you have something to say about kids with Down syndrome? Because you have a kid with Down syndrome and there's so much you feel like is misunderstood. I mean, what is your topic? And number three, does it scratch an itch for other people, right? Is there something that you could talk about that other people care about? Because there might be something you're passionate about and something you can talk about, but that's not maybe the topic because maybe other people, when you talk about it, kind of like fall asleep. But there's got to be something that when you talk about it, it's something you've been through in your life or it's something you care about in your life. And when you talk about it, it seems like there's interest, right? You're at dinner with your friend. Every time you bring this up, it just people kind of like lean in, right? Those are the kinds of things. So I want you to think about if you had to talk about something, if money was not an issue, what would you talk about? What could you talk about for hours with your friends that is worth looking into? Let's also talk about the format. Podcasts can really be any format. Some podcasts, people are interviewing people every episode. Some podcasts, they do solo episodes. Some podcasts, they're 30 minutes. Some podcasts are like 4 minutes a day, right? Ryan Holiday's Daily Stoic is like 4 minutes a day. You get to decide. That's what's so fun about it. And you can also switch things up. You could do one podcast a week that's an interview and one podcast the next week that's just you. You could do two podcasts a week and one is 10 minutes. It's like a little mini episode. I mean, it's whatever you want it to be. And you can keep iterating. You can change it. You can start doing one way and then do it a different way. Some of the styles of episodes are people tell their stories. Sometimes people give tips and advice. Sometimes people talk to other people about their journeys, right? Sometimes people are listening to listeners and reading listeners' letters and giving people just the space to be heard, right? Sometimes people are interviewing authors and experts. Sometimes people are just talking about things that they love together, like episodes of The Office. They're just recounting how much they love this or why they love that. And it makes a difference for people. And then what do you need to do a podcast? Really and truly, you need a microphone, which we're giving out a few today, but you can get microphones now on Amazon that will be sent to your house in a day or sometimes the same day. And you could spend $44 on a microphone. That's it. You can use the same. I'm using these headphones. These were $8. I like them. I'll tell you why. I like that they're a little incognito. I don't like wearing headphones for me, even though I think some people look cute in them. I don't like it. It gives me a headache. And I don't like Bluetooth for me. Something about the thought of radiation near me. Some people are like, Kath, there's enough EMFs. Who cares? I like wearing wireless. Fine. It doesn't matter. I like these because they're wired in and they cost me $8. So $8, and then you can get a microphone that's like $40 and you use your computer and that's your setup. That's your podcast studio. you can do the interviews on Zoom. That's it. I've done almost 800 episodes on Zoom. We tried to get fancy and I was like, why do I need this? Can I just get on Zoom? I would rather have ease than complex. So that's me. So we're going to talk about over the next few days, what are the next steps, right? Because it's one thing to understand your topic and to have some basic gear, but it's another thing to know, how do I build an audience? Okay. Now that I have a podcast, how do I bring people in? How do I grow it? And for me, that was something that I really learned. You know, we have a significant amount of listeners. To be at a place where we have almost 50 million downloads, it's really significant. And so I will teach you what I think works and what I think doesn't work. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Then we're going to talk about how to monetize a podcast. So on the third day of this workshop, we're going to talk about what are the different ways, because there's more ways to monetize than just the sponsorships. A lot of people think like, sponsors, I need sponsors, and then I can't get sponsors. And I'm like, okay, sponsors are the smallest part of how I monetize my podcast. And yes, we have sponsors, but that's not the end all be all. So I want to show you what is actually the best way to monetize your podcast. So who's excited and who thinks you will be back for day two and day three? Make a promise to yourself. In fact, add some accountability for yourself, because you are 97%. The studies show you're 97% more likely to get the result you want when you're accountable. So put accountability in your life, right? If you're going to go to the gym, make yourself accountable. Get yourself a trainer. It'll be worth every penny, because you know what? You'll get out of bed. Okay. You'll actually get there. If you want to be accountable, why don't you go and tell a friend, hey, Sally, how many of you have friends named Sally? Maybe not, but hey, I'm doing a podcast workshop. And I don't know if you know anything about podcast workshops, but I want you to do the workshop with me so you can keep me accountable, do my homework by the end of this week. Tell a friend to join you here tomorrow so that the two of you can go through this workshop, because there's good stuff and you need to be accountable. Find an accountability buddy. Okay. And let's get this done. So by the end of 4 days, you're going to be like ready to rock and roll. Who is excited? And we are going, just so you know, we're going to do the giveaways now. After we do the giveaways, I will be in the Zoom room with those of you who upgraded to VIP. Anyone who wants to join us in the Zoom room for Q&A, you can go to kathyheller.com/upgrade and you can join us in the Zoom room. If not, we're going to do the giveaways. And then I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. Tell me in the chat, are you enjoying this? Are you having fun? Are you feeling like you learned a few things today? I hope so. I have so much to teach you. There's like learning the game of chess, and then there's like mastering the game of chess. And because I've been doing podcasting with so much focus and so much intention for the last 6.5 years, I'm obsessed with it. And I could literally sit here with you for 400 days and I would still have more to tell you. And that is why I want you to come back and I want you to do this whole 4 days. And that is also why I would be misguided if I didn't also then create a multiple week workshop for those of you who want something else and who want to work with me hand in hand. And we will talk about that at the end. So we've got something for everyone. Now, when we post the homework today, all you will be required to do is answer the homework questions. You'll see like the homework is posted and then you go in the comments and answer the homework. And in order to be eligible for the giveaway, you will subscribe to my podcast, which is free. And you will go follow me on Instagram, which is free. And there's a reason for that. Okay. There's a reason for that, because A, you need to start subscribing to podcasts. So you start to gather data. What do podcasters do? What are the formats she's doing? How does she write her show notes? Because we'll be talking about it. Okay. So I want you to subscribe so you can start to look and see, what is it that's been working? Why does it look like this? Why does she put that in her show notes? We're going to talk about it. So go subscribe to the podcast so you know what I'm talking about, kathyheller.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram. It's instagram.com/kathy.heller. Why? Because I'm going to show you it's about the engagement there. It's not about followers. It's about engagement. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So I want you to look and we're going to talk about what's written as the call to action? What's the conversation that's happening in the Instagram? Forget about the pretty pictures of my kids in matching plaid pajamas. I don't do that, but it's the engagement. Okay. That's what makes a community a community. And so in order for me to talk about that, I want you to look and see what it is that I'm talking about. All right. My team has already given me the names of winners. You ready? So we're also going to be giving away $1,000 every day to one of you that came here live. And I right now have the name of that person who's going to win $1,000 today because you showed up. That's it. Because your presence matters. And we're going to do it again tomorrow. And we're going to do it again the next day. So are you ready? Anne Sibley, today's your day. You just won $1,000 for being here today. I hope that you will put that money to good use. I hope you'll use that money to light up the world, to open your heart, to have the courage to touch somebody else. Okay, there we go. There's that. Oh, I've got more giveaways. Don't you move. All right. So I'm now going to give away. There's three of you who won a whole bundle of goodies. Guess what? When you do your homework tonight and you come back tomorrow, that's what's happening. Three of you will be winning this bundle of goodies. A bundle, not just one thing, three things, right? We want this to feel like Oprah's 12 Days of Christmas. You get a car, you get a car. Okay, so here's what's happening. We are giving away right now a bundle, which is a podcast microphone, a beautiful pair of Tory Burch sunglasses, and a blouse from Alice and Olivia. This was for anybody who had followed me on Instagram and shared one of my reels. The three people who won, and we're going to find out if they're here live. If not, we'll pick more different people. The three people who won that are Chelsea Harder, Michelle McGuire, and Georgia White Ryle. So please claim your prize and congratulations. And now we're going to give it a second, make sure they're here live. And I'm going to announce the next three winners. This was for those of you who subscribed to the podcast and left a review for the podcast. You won a podcast microphone, a pair of Beats headphones, and a Marc Jacobs bag. It's like a tote bag that we've all seen, super cute, that you can put your podcast stuff in. The three winners for that are Brittany Gregorio, Christina Cazares, and Lucy Martin. If for some reason we find that they were not here live, then we are going to look in the comments of who was here live and redraw it, okay? But those of you who do your homework today, you will get put in a raffle, and we will be announcing tomorrow another person who wins $1,000 and another person who wins this bundle. Are you guys excited? So hopefully hanging out with me is already enough of a win, but to add a little bit to it, we've got these awesome gifts for you. The biggest gift that you could really receive is the gift of knowing that you're needed. The biggest gift that you could give back to me is the gift of knowing that your story really, really, truly, it matters, and that the world needs more connection, and that your vulnerability is a superpower. And if we all did that, we would literally change the world overnight. And so hopefully that's the gift. Hopefully that remembering is the gift that we give to each other this week. What do you say? So I want to remind you, tomorrow's workshop, we're going to go deeper and we're going to talk about what does it mean to build an audience? Once you have an idea for a topic, what do you do to have people listen? We're going to talk about that. And on day three, we're going to talk about monetizing your podcast. Type a one in the chat if you feel like you got what you needed today. We are so excited that we got to be with you. Thank you guys for everything. I loved your energy. It's hard to believe that people have such a one-way experience with social media, and then I do these workshops and the amount of kindness and goodness is just unmatched. And I thank you for being so protective and good with my heart and with everybody else's. It was really such an honor. And I'm always sad to leave, but we're going to be back tomorrow.